Number one, decide how long you intend to live. This seems so simple, but it is overlooked by most people. All successful, healthy people are decisive. Unsuccessful people are indecisive. Therefore, you must make a clear, unequivocal decision that you are going to do everything that you possibly can from this moment forward to live a long, healthy, and happy life. You begin by setting a specific goal for how long you want to live. If your goal is to live to be 100, that goal becomes your jumping-off point. That goal becomes the critical factor in determining all of your other health habits. This is like the kickoff in a lifelong football game. Some years ago, the Gallup organization did a study of success characteristics of wealthy Americans. One of the qualities of success that they discovered was the factor of intelligence. However, in the study, intelligence was not defined as a matter of high IQ or good grades in school. Rather, intelligence was defined as a way of acting. In short, if you act intelligently, you are intelligent. And if you act stupidly, you are stupid, irrespective of your grades or your IQ. Now here's the question. What is an intelligent act? How can you determine whether an act is intelligent or not, either for yourself or for someone else? And the answer is simple. An intelligent act is anything that you do that moves you toward a goal of your own choosing. An unintelligent act is anything that moves you away from a goal of your own choosing. And everything counts. Therefore, if your goal is to live to be 80, 90, or 100 years old, everything that you do that is consistent with that goal is, by definition, an intelligent act. On the other hand, everything that you do that is inconsistent with your achieving your own self-determined goal of long life and excellent health is a stupid act. You must therefore resolve from this moment forward to think and behave intelligently with regard to your health. Everything else you could possibly desire will follow from that. Everything that you do counts in some way. Everything either helps or hurts. Everything is either moving you toward your goal or moving you away. Everything either adds to the quality of your life or detracts from it. Everything counts. An essential part of setting health goals is for you to identify the people, groups, and organizations whose assistance and cooperation you require to achieve your goal. You will need an excellent doctor who you can call upon for regular checkups and for any problems you may have. You will need an excellent dentist and periodontist to take care of your mouth and teeth. You may need a physical trainer to make sure that you exercise regularly and keep fit. You'll need the cooperation of your spouse and the members of your family to achieve and maintain your ideal level of health. Another important element in your achieving your health goals is for you to make a health plan that includes diet, exercise, medical checkups, rest, and recreation. This plan should be broken down into daily, weekly, monthly, and annual sub-goals with clear, specific measures that you can check to make sure that you're doing the things that you need to do to be the healthiest person you can possibly be. Review your health goals daily. Plan health and fitness activities in advance. Once you've set your goals, start each day by doing something that is positive and beneficial to your physical health. Above all, resolve to develop the necessary disciplines and habits that you will require if your goal is really to live to be 100. Set your levels of health and fitness as your number one major concern in life. Be willing to overcome all obstacles and make whatever sacrifices are necessary to keep your personal levels of health and well-being as the central focus of your existence. As long as you have your health, you have everything. As long as you have your health, you can weather any storm and recover from any setback. Set health, fitness, and longevity as your primary goals in life, and then organize your entire life around these great blessings.